Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And when you get to my site, you'll find, you won't have to look too far to find Phyllis Martin, because she's all over our website. She's made so much contribution to the work that we do over the years. And Phyllis is a Renaissance woman, ladies and gentlemen. She's done it all. She's an executive. She's a columnist. She's a talk show host, which makes her obviously number one in my book. She's the author of some outstanding books, including a book that sold something under 10 million copies, Word Watcher's Handbook, a deletionary. It's not a dictionary. It's a deletionary. She's also the author of the novel, Return to Chipping Sodbury. And she, more importantly, though, folks, she's our good friend. Phyllis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. So good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Phyllis. And also, folks, I think I mentioned that Phyllis has been an executive before. And in that role, she was a human resources professional. And Phyllis, today you want to talk to us about making sure that we do a better job in the hiring process of acquiring employees.
Oh, absolutely. And, Jim, a safer job. This is a scary thing. I'm called often to talk with potential employees, and I'm so frightened because I don't want to ask a question that I shouldn't ask, and I have to frame everything. And, in fact, I think to myself, I almost answer or add on to a question, does this deal with the job?
Hmm.
And always mentally say, as it pertains to the job, because you just can't get too far afield or you're in trouble.
And what do you think about that, the evolution of that part of our marketplace? What do you think about that?
I think it's too bad, because the poor business owner, if he calls to get a reference, he's not going to get much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always say, obviously you're going to get the title, you're going to get the length of employment, but I would also ask, and I don't think this is illegal yet, would you rehire that person?
Mm-hmm. Well, just don't say that too loud, because that'll encourage some folks like the ACLU to make that an issue and make that illegal eventually. But no, you're right. It's one of the reasons, Phyllis, why small business owners would almost rather eat a bug than hire an employee.
They
go through that whole process.
And I advise very strongly to do a sneak preview. Hire them on a temporary basis if you can possibly do so.
Always bring somebody in on a 90-day probationary period. That's
a
smart thing to do. And I say always. It's something you should always consider doing.
Right. And of course, looking at it from the potential employee's point of view, they want steady, steady, steady work, and you could lose a good candidate that way.
Well, that's true. But the way I've always handled it is to say, look, why don't we work together for 90 days, make sure we're both happy.
Good.
And if you decide that you're not happy, or if we think that you're that the relationship's not working out, then we just part friends. We don't, no questions asked. You know, I obviously you can ask questions, I guess, but my point is we start out and just see if this is a good fit.
Oh, absolutely. And I would advise anyone who is doing hiring to talk with your colleagues. If there's a human resource affiliation, a meeting that you can attend. You don't always have to join, but go to those meetings and do your networking that way. I used to say to the candidates, and I still do, you have to network. But I say that to the employer, whether you're the small employer or the big one, network with other who are employing, because you can learn a lot that way.
Right.
Oh.
Well, Phyllis, what are some of the... You were talking about some of the things you can't ask people. What are examples of some things that you
All
can't
right,
ask
let's,
people?
Let's do one, because this came up very recently. An employer got into trouble over this one. He did need people who spoke Spanish. And
he did not need someone.
He did.
Oh, he did. He needed someone.
Oh, he did. Yes.
Okay.
And he made the mistake of saying, "This ask if this person was fluent," which you may do, but you may not ask, "Is that your native tongue?"
What?
That's right.
You can't say, "Is that your first or second language?"
You may not say it. No.
Wow.
No, but you may say, "Are you fluent in it?" And tell you know what the job entails, and of course, always stick with you know this is what the job entails, and of course, you can't ever fudge an employment record. I want to give you one example where a man actually went to prison, and I can tell you his name because it's a public record.
Well, and tell us why it's a public record.
Because
your husband has
it was in all the newspapers.
Yeah, but you can mention the book.
All right, I will. My husband recently wrote the book about Donald Harvey, who was a serial mercy killer, he called himself. But
yeah.
He killed some people outside the hospital where he was putting them to death. And I don't call those mercy killers.
No.
But what happened, and this is, listen tight if you ever employ anybody, after the murders were discovered, Jan Taylor, who was the hospital administrator, went over those records, and he wrote across them, eligible for rehire, as though they had checked Donald Harvey's record,
mm-hmm.
which they had not.
Huh.
So this man, actually, because he was a county employee, and because he lied, he went to prison.
Hmm.
And this is one of the few cases where they actually have jail time.
Wow.
It was just 90 days, and they reduced it to a month. And then the rest of the time, he was washing police officers' cars.
But he got himself into a bind because he didn't follow the rules, did he?
That's right. And he actually lied because he wrote across, and this was in his handwriting, I've seen the record, eligible for rehire.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this person, no one had checked his references. So he was not eligible for rehire where he worked before because he was fired from another company,
well, Phyllis,
another hospital.
I've said this 1,000 times in the last 8 years on this show, and that is that the two areas that small business owners need to do a better job of emulating large companies is one is marketing and two is human resources.
Oh.
Especially human resources, it's the area that we're just not good at it. We're not trained at it. We're not trained to do these tasks. We don't have time to keep up with the new developments of human resources law. We don't even know, most of us don't know where to go to find these things. And that's the reason why I encourage small business owners to get somebody to help you. This is an outstanding example of when to outsource. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friend Phyllis Martin. She's the author of Word Watchers Handbook. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Phyllis Martin's here, too. She's the author of Return to Chipping Sodbury as a contemporary novel of mystery and romance by Phyllis Martin. And if you like contemporary novels of mystery and romance, you're going to love this book. And also Word Watcher's Handbook, which is a deletionary, ladies and gentlemen, not a dictionary. Deletionary are the most abused and misused words, as you know. Many times when Phyllis joins us, she has some of the words that we need to be paying more attention to, and maybe in a little bit we'll get Phyllis to give us a couple of those. But right now we're talking about the hiring process, the human resources aspect of being business owners, and Phyllis, do you have some places that we can go to become a little better educated?
Yeah, I don't think we use the resources that are right in front of us. Look in the white pages under government. Look under EEOC, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission.
Oh, Phyllis, you don't want us to call those people, do you?
Oh, I know, I don't. I want
okay.
you to have. And the reason I don't, Jim, is I don't want them to know who's calling.
Yeah. No, I mean, no offense to those people, but you know, you don't want those people in your building if they don't have to be.
Oh, absolutely, and in fact, yeah. But you need to know. And
not that you're doing anything wrong. It may not matter.
It may not, but you need to get the flyer on the questions that you may ask and the questions that you may not ask. You need to know that the minimum wage now is $5.15.
I bet a lot of that's on the website.
Oh, good.
Don't you think so?
Oh,
what would that be? Let's find it. EEOC.gov? Is that what would that be? It?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And the other is OSHA. The
right.
Where you have to be very careful.
Go to their
about
website,
it.
Folks, and if your security checker says, "Do you want to accept cookies?" Don't accept the cookies. I'm just teasing, only teasing. Okay, yeah, EEOC.gov. That'll get you there.
Yes, that'll
and
get there.
There's all kinds of things there about youth workers, age, disability, equal pay, national origin, pregnancy, race, religion, sex, sexual harassment. All that's right there.
Oh, citizenship, relative.
Yeah, so, but you know, Phyllis, by the way, before I was going to make another comment, but before I do you have any other resources that you think we should be checking on?
Yes, the Small Business Administration.
Absolutely.
The SCORE. I would certainly talk with someone from SCORE because they will give you advice, and they do it freely, and they're on your side.
These are retired executives, ladies and gentlemen, most of them are, and surely there's going to be somebody who knows a little bit about human resources. Now, one thing you got to check on, though, Phyllis, this is a body of – this is an evolving body of law, employment law. So there may be some new stuff that these people at SCORE might not know about, some up-to-date stuff. But see, Phyllis, this is one of the reasons why I tell small business owners, give yourself a break. Hire somebody to do this for you part-time, even if you don't hire. You know, a lot of small business owners don't hire someone maybe sometimes every 5 years, but certainly many of them not more than once a year or two. And so we're just not good at it. Hire a professional to help you with this. And it'll be, you can make more money focusing on what you know how to do than you would save if you didn't hire those people.
Oh, absolutely. And you can hire them on a part-time basis, too. And one of the things that I've observed, because I sometimes sit in on interviews, and the person who's hiring tends to tell prospective employee everything good about the job. Tell them everything bad as well. So that they know it ahead of time.
Well, the main thing that I like to say that, Phyllis, how about no surprises?
Oh, I like
Let's
that.
Let's just have no surprises.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to steal that
surprises
one.
Are for birthdays, not for business.
Absolutely right. And if you're working for an employer, be sure that they're not surprised either.
Well, that's what I try to tell employees, prospective employees, is that, you know, let's talk about this. I want to make sure that there are no surprises. Here are the things that I want to tell you so you don't have any surprises. And is there any law that says I can't say now? Do you have any surprises for me?
Oh.
Would you like to make sure that I don't have any surprises? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen where that's against the law of you.
No, but you can say, what are your weaknesses? And I don't know whether I ever told you this or not, but one time, and this was quite a while ago, I must have looked pretty good, and the man said, I like the women, and he started moving around toward my side of the desk.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Phyllis, now, I can understand that, because you are a beautiful woman, so there's no question about it. Anyway, we need to move on. Phyllis, I got about 1 minute. What's the last thing you'd like to talk to us about?
Oh, the last thing I'd like to talk is to tell people not to just receive your newsletter, but to read absolutely every word in it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about, have you got any words for us? Have you got anything that you'd like to any words that we need to delete from our
I think
from
the best thing to do is to ask your secretary, your wife, your child to tell you about any mistakes that you make and then listen without resentment.
Well, now, I have a friend who wrote on his, he scratched through on his 1040 form for the IRS for his tax return. He scratched through the word spouse and wrote critic over that.
Oh, my word.
So I got the feeling he didn't have any trouble. He didn't have to ask his wife what he needed. You know, we need to ask other people, too, because usually we don't have any problem with our loved ones, right? They'll always tell us.
Well, not always. No.
Okay. Always. Sometimes they won't.
No. And in fact, before I submitted Word Watcher's handbook, I asked Bruce to tell me about my mistakes, and he had a couple. And I said, tell me. And he said, because you didn't ask.
Oh. iUniverse.com, that's where the books are, right?
Right, yeah.
iUniverse.com and wherever books are sold.
Amazon.com.
And Amazon, right. Phyllis Martin. Thank you, Phyllis, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Phyllis Martin. She'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Right back with Rob Jolliss. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.